Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. What a scene! Like one of my favorite scenes, I think, in all of the Bible, as Ezra stands up in front of the people of God. So the walls have been rebuilt around Jerusalem. And he stands up in front of God's people and opens the Word of God. All he does is open it in the sight of everybody. And as soon as he opens it, he hasn't said a thing. All the people stand up. And Ezra starts blessing, praising, worshiping the Lord, the great God, and all the people start shouting, Amen, Amen. They're lifting up their hands. And then they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. Do you see the scene in your mind? All Ezra did was open the Word of God, and it elicited praise and worship and shouting amen and people bowing down, getting on their faces on the ground in awe of the great God who has given us his word. Like, do we revere God's word like this in our lives? In our churches, you think about all these things, people standing up, lifting up their hands, shouting, maybe bowing down with our faces to the ground. What do we normally associate those kinds of responses to? Musical worship, right? Like all it takes today is for somebody with a guitar to stand up in church and everybody stands up and maybe lifts their hands and shouts and sings and maybe bows down to the ground, which is great. We see all kinds of pictures of musical worship like this all over the Bible. We'll see this in Nehemiah chapter 12. But what if all it took was opening God's word to cause us to respond like that? Like, God, help us to revere your word. We praise you for your word. God, I just confess, I am loving reading through Nehemiah right now. I love your word. We are so thankful for your word, for how it speaks to us, for how it directs us and guides us and encourages us and comforts us and challenges us and convicts us and changes us and transforms us like nothing else. We love your word. Thank you, God, for your word. We praise you for it. We praise you for your revelation of yourself, for how we see and come to know you, the great God, and love you, the great God, through your word. So help us in our lives, in our families, in our churches to revere your word, to stand in awe of it. God, we pray for these kinds of scenes in our churches, that we would respond to your word with shouts of amen and with bowing down with our faces to the ground and worship and blessing you in response to your word to us. God, even as we pray all these things, we pray for people who don't have your word. God, for the Shua Arabs in Chad, over 3 million of them who have little to no knowledge of your word, who can't experience this joy and this awe at your word because they don't have it. God, we pray for the spread of your word to the Shua Arabs of Chad, for the spread of the gospel, for the planting of your church, for the making of disciples there, that they might experience joy in your word. God, we pray for that. God, we pray for the Shua Arabs of Chad. We pray that you would help us who have your word to revere and rejoice over it and to spread it to all the peoples of the world, including specifically, oh God, we pray for the Shua Arabs of Chad. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things according to Nehemiah 8:5-6. Amen.